The World Resources Institute report focuses on global tree cover loss in 2020, specifically trees over 5 meters tall. Liz Goldman, a WRI data and research specialist, is a lead author of the study.
And in looking at the data, we found that tropical forests lost 12.2 million hectares of tree cover. And of that, 4.2 million hectares occurred within humid primary forests, which is the size of the Netherlands. Humid primary forests are old growth forests that have high biodiversity and generally have higher levels of carbon. And so it's very concerning.
That's because when forests are cut down, burned, or otherwise destroyed, carbon that was stored in the trees gets released into the atmosphere, which contributes to climate change.
And when we looked at the loss data, we found that primary forest loss in 2020 resulted in 2.64 gigatons of CO2 emissions, and that's equivalent to 570 million cars, which is more than double the amount of cars on the road in the United States right now.
Goldman adds that scientists have already seen the visible effects of carbon emissions in some of the world's wild places.
We saw things like bark beetle infestations in Central Europe and forests in Siberia burning, including a really big peat soil area, which resulted in a huge amount of carbon. And I'm sure that you saw coverage in 2019 of all the fires that were happening in Brazil.
Deforestation was especially severe in Africa. In Cameroon, for example, tree cover loss doubled in 2020 over the previous year. And in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, home to the second largest tropical rainforest in the world, 490,000 hectares of humid forest land were destroyed. But why was so much forest land destroyed? Goldman says that shifting agriculture, where people farm land until the soil is depleted, then cut down new forest land for richer soil, is a major factor. She and other researchers speculate that COVID-19 may also be partly, if indirectly, to blame.
Some things that we were thinking about include maybe urban-rural migration due to pandemic job losses. And so they could be people arriving from cities and establishing new agriculture just to make ends meet, to feed themselves and their families, as well as increases in commodity prices could be spurring agricultural expansion in the country.
Eli Hakizumwami is WRI's country manager in the DRC. He says that to save forest land, the underlying human needs that lead to deforestation must be addressed.
We cannot neglect that these forests are hosted by poor communities, and for their survival, they use part of this forest for their survival, which means that one can also provide support to these countries so that they can have other alternatives that can reduce pressure to these forests.
Liz Goldman notes that strategies to save the forests are vital to human and environmental well-being.
Some things that could help include improving agricultural practices to secure higher yields in areas that are already under cultivation so that primary forest does not have to be cleared for additional agricultural land. Also promoting access to clean energy so that people don't have to rely on charcoal as much for cooking and for energy. And then also providing economic incentives for protecting forests and also resources for effective law enforcement where that's an appropriate option to take.
The World Resources Institute report also recommends improving forest lands near cities. Doing so can reduce flooding and mudslides caused by erosion and improve air quality. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.